It's the height of summer and the forecast is looking very sunny. Great conditions for enjoying water sports on local lakes. That also means a higher risk of swimmer's itch, which, believe it or not, is linked to waterfowl. 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe explains.
Swimmer's itch isn't dangerous. It's just one of those things you really want to avoid if you can, kind of like poison ivy. So the first thing to know is that it comes from a tiny worm-like parasite that doesn't actively seek out humans. Linda Wyford, a science writer at Washington State University, says they're called schistosomes.
They move between a tiny snail that's found in freshwater bodies and a host, an animal host, which would be usually a duck or a goose.
So when humans swim in the midst of this, usually happening in shallower waters, that's when the parasites can land on you.
Typically what happens is as they leave the snail and are looking for their bird host, a human gets in the way.
If you don't towel off or shower, they burrow into your skin, causing red bumps and an immune response. That's the itch. So remember to dry off right after a swim. And if you're planning to stay in the water for a while, try getting out into deeper areas. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.